Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. I want to teach you a useful phrase for Chinese every day. Today, we want to talk about fresh. We have a fresh person here, Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
你好。
You look very fresh.
Oh, so do you, Xiaolan.
Thank you. It's funny because when I say you look very fresh, that means that you look pretty fresh. But we probably don't use this type of fresh about what I'm going to teach later. Because later what I'm going to teach you, I'm going to say, hey, the fish looks so fresh. And then the flowers look so fresh. And also maybe the fruit looks very fresh. But we don't use this description to describe people. We say 新鲜。
新鲜。
新鲜。So I wouldn't say, Jesse, you are very 新鲜. Although in English, it's the same that you are so fresh, you look very fresh. And in this case, we only use 新鲜 to describe mainly food or plants or animals when they are already on the dish or when they are in the market, the butcher shop.
Sure, okay.
新鲜。
新鲜。
新is new.
Mm.
And 鲜, that means something raw, something attractive or something delicious. 新鲜.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm starting to feel hungry now.
Yeah. Yeah, 鲜 is quite funny because it's the character combined between fish character and sheep character. So fish and sheep together, it's 鲜.
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 Yeah.
Is it the first tone?
Yeah, it's the first tone. And it's probably quite a difficult sound for a non-native Chinese speaker because you don't have such sound in English. But it could be easier for French speaker. We have to really grind our teeth and put the upper and lower teeth together. And then as if you are having a very wide, the evil smile. 鲜.
I think, yeah, that's the most helpful when I imagine myself saying it.
Yeah.
It's not an S-H-I sound, then it becomes this, in Chinese, if you're spelling it, it's got that X-I.
Yeah.
So that maybe the best way is to just think of, like you say, the evil smile. I think that's quite a good description.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me try again, see if it works. 新鲜。
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 You see my evil smile?
Yeah, I can see that. That works. Okay. So try the evil smile. 新鲜。
新鲜.
Yeah, that's right. And imagine you go to the fishmonger and you look at that ugly John Dory and then you say, 新鲜吗? Is that fresh?
新鲜吗?
Yeah, 吗 is the spoken question mark. So, 新鲜吗?
新鲜吗?
Yeah, I guarantee you 100% the fishmonger will say, of course, 新鲜.
新鲜.
Yeah, and he will say, to say, it's really, really fresh. 好新鲜.
好新鲜.
Yep, 好 here is good. That means well and is really good. It's very fresh. 好新鲜.
好新鲜.
Yep, and then of course you're a smart customer and you can smell that fish is quite smelly. So you say no, 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 不新鲜.
不新鲜.
Yeah, 不 is no, 不新鲜.
不新鲜.
Yeah, so now let's try again. You go to the fishmonger and you look at the halibut and you said 新鲜吗?
新鲜吗?
And the fishmonger said, yes, 好新鲜。
不新鲜。
Yeah, that's right, but why do we start?
好臭。
Yeah, 好臭, yeah, that means it's really smelly. So what are you trying to do in the shop then? You already knew that's not fresh, yeah. And you come to challenge him. Okay, and then we're just practicing our Chinese.
Exactly.
Yeah, so 新鲜, as we said, we use that in the flower, so we can say, for example, that's extended, this fish is very fresh. Let's try to learn that. Before we go into the details, let's break them down. To say fresh, 新鲜.
新鲜.
Very fresh, 好新鲜.
好新鲜.
Yeah, the way to say fish in Chinese, 鱼.
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 Yeah, and this point, we need to curl our lips and to, as if we are trying to whistle. 鱼.
鱼.
Yep, second tone, so go up and you can make it very long because imagine that's a long fish. 鱼.
鱼. And one of my French friends, they said that it's almost like you've got an umlaut, a U with an umlaut on the top because in French they have this sound.
Oh yeah.
Whereas we don't in English.
That's right, and this is a very good tip. Yeah, 鱼.
鱼.
Yeah, so 鱼 is the collective term of fish and if you want to say this, we say 这.
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 这 means this, and then the unit for to describe fish is 调.
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 Yeah, 调, the meaning for 调 is like a strip of something. So we say 面条, 面 is noodle.
Yeah.
And then what type of noodle? Could be spaghetti type, could be lasagna mm-hmm. type with a whole yeah. sheet. So in this case, if that's a lot of thin strings, then we say 条.
条.
Yeah, so 这条鱼, this string of fish, basically.
这条鱼.
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 Yeah, this fish. 好新鲜.
好新鲜.
这条鱼好新鲜.
这条鱼好新鲜.
This fish is so fresh. Now, let's say this fish is not fresh. 这条鱼不新鲜.
这条鱼不新鲜.
This fish is not fresh. 这条鱼不新鲜.
这条鱼不新鲜.
Yeah, and then we can also use fresh in addition to the food and plants and flowers. We can also say, oh, this is something really new, the new stuff. Like could be what's up, that type of thing. Or when you go to CES to see what's coming up with the new technologies and new devices.
Mm.
Or just some breaking news. Some interesting things happening in the world, and there's a viral YouTube video, that type of thing, we can say 新鲜事.
新鲜事.
Yeah, 新鲜事. 新鲜 is fresh, and 事, that means matters. Stuff.
Ah, okay. So like a fresh thing.
Yeah, fresh thing. So 新鲜事.
新鲜事.
Yeah, and then when you say, okay, sometimes people, they feel, wow, this is amazing experience to start with. And then when a time goes by, they get used to it, say, this type of thing, that sudden feeling that you think, wow, this is incredible to start with. We say 新鲜感.
新鲜感.
Yeah, the fresh feeling.
新鲜感.
Yeah, 新鲜感. 感 means feeling.
Mm.
And that means moving. Your heart is moved. That type of feeling. And so 新鲜感, for example, the first time you go to Taiwan, wow, everything is so 新鲜感.
Yeah.
Or the first time you saw a girl, wow, she is a lot of 新鲜感. And then later on you get bored. Okay, 新鲜感. Yeah, 新鲜感. You get the sense that 新鲜感 is the indication, of course, all positive about, wow, everything is brand new and this is so amazing. But then there's on the hindsight, it implies that you might get bored at some point. Okay. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us. Today we talk about fresh, 新鲜.
新鲜.
新鲜. To say this fish is fresh, 这条鱼好新鲜. To say not fresh, 不新鲜. The new things, 新鲜事. The new feeling, 新鲜感. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Jesse.
再见, 小兰.
Thank you.